Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Obama is apparently working behind the scenes with his administration to actually approach the UN with a resolution that would force a two-state solution on Israel and recognize the Palestinian state as an independent state with potential sanctions. In other words, they're not going to stand with Israel. They're going to try to force Israel to go back to the indefensible so-called 67 borders. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this matter. Matt, the word right now is that President Obama, and he's always like a little kid when he doesn't get his way, and he didn't get his way with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He spoke in Congress, challenged Obama's flawed policy with regards to Iran. He tried to undermine his reelection. He failed there. The prime minister won reelection. He's continuing as the prime minister. So he takes his vendetta out against him. And so now what he's saying is that they're going to work with France to propose a resolution at the United Nations. And not only are they not going to oppose it, they're going to endorse it. They're working to craft it, that at the United Nations level, they would ultimately push forward a so-called two-state solution and push Israel back, or try to the so-called 67 borders. This is outrageous.
Yeah, Matt, it's absolutely outrageous. And the United States historically has been an ally to Israel and has stood in the way with using its veto power to keep anything like this from going forward. Now, under the Obama administration, what we are literally talking about here is the United States allying with Hamas terrorists and the Palestinian, the Palestinians, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas terrorists, aligning them with them as allies against Israel, counting Israel effectively as an enemy, up to and including sanctions if Israel does not go along. And as a Obama administration official said, this council resolution is, quote, embodying the principles of a two-state solution that would be based on the pre-1967 lines between Israel and the West Bank and Gaza Strip in mutually agreed swaps. Well, we know there are going to be no mutually agreed swaps. We know that Israel will not sign off on this because it means Israel's destruction. Benjamin Netanyahu has said as much. The 1967 borders are indefensible. So this is the United States of America under Barack Obama trying to force Israel into a position where it will be indefensible. This is not the actions of an ally. This is the actions of an enemy.
Well, if you're at a mediation and you're doing a negotiation and the person on the other side of the table does not even believe that you have the right to exist, let alone that you have the right to certain property, then if you give them certain property, that's not going to satisfy them, because at the end of the day, they want you gone. They want you eliminated. They don't think not only that you can't have any of the property, they don't think that you ought to be even breathing the air on this earth. That's what the terrorist organization in Gaza is. It is controlled by terrorist organizations, terrorist leaders, and in their constitution, in their documents, they say that Israel does not have the right to exist. It is persona non grata, does not exist. So giving them land here and there will not satisfy them if they want you gone. And if you go back to the 1990s with President Bill Clinton and Shimon Peres, Peres was the prime minister at the time of Israel. He ultimately entered into an agreement with President Clinton to give some land to the Palestinians in exchange for peace. Well, it was naive then, and it certainly failed now. So what did they do? In Gaza, they pulled out the Israeli IDF, the Israeli security, and turned it over to the Palestinians. Well, guess what happens now? They build tunnels, they create rocket systems, and they launch them. Now that Israel does not police that particular place, you look at Bethlehem. Bethlehem was a great place to visit. My good friend used to take visits to Bethlehem and go into the Bethlehem Square during Christmas and have a singing Christmas tree with college students, but doesn't go there anymore. In fact, Jews would risk their lives going into Bethlehem. And the same with Jericho. If you go to Jericho, for example, it has warnings about no Jews should come into Jericho. So when you give them the land, there's not peace. If you give them authority and control of land, what they do is they ultimately use that for additional terrorist activities. Going back to the so-called 67 borders would make that Israel is only 9 miles wide at its center. It's kind of like an hourglass. It would have this very small center. You can't have a defensible country when it's 9 miles wide. And if you go up to the north, they give back all of the Golan Heights, almost all the way to the Sea of Galilee. Those are very strategic places. Now, what's north of the Golan Heights is Syria and also Lebanon. Those are two places that have been dangerous places, obviously. You give that back to the Syrians or to the Lebanon, you're going to have some serious security problems. So what President Obama is doing is playing with fire. We've never had a president that is so anti-Israel. Even Carter, as bad as he was, President Obama seems to actually exceed Carter's anti-Israel position. And this is dangerous, not just for Israel, but it's dangerous for the United States when we turn our back on Israel, because every nation that tried to come against Israel, every nation throughout biblical history has ceased to exist. There was Babylon, the greatest nation on earth, most powerful, gone. There was the Persian nation, gone. There's the Roman Empire. And although Rome still exists, the Roman Empire is gone. You don't meet Romans anymore. They're gone. The entire civilization, the country, the large, powerful nations, they're gone. This is a very problematic situation, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, listen to what this senior White House official said. Quote, "The premise of our position internationally has been to support direct negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians. We are now in a reality where the Israeli government no longer supports direct negotiations. Therefore, we clearly have to factor that into our decisions going forward." The hubris here and the utter lack of being in touch with reality. You know, how come we haven't heard the Obama administration demanding that the Palestinian Authority, that Hamas, that they change their charter, which says that the ultimate goal is the destruction of Israel, that Israel does not have a right to exist? How about we start there with negotiations? But no, they're going to put the pressure on Israel to put themselves back to the 1967 borders and put themselves in a position with a group of terrorists who have said that they are going to destroy Israel. It is completely out of touch, and it just shows you the level of sympathy that this president has toward Islamists and the level of hostility that he has toward the Jewish people and the state of Israel.
Well, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has stated very clearly, and he stated this publicly, that he would begin negotiations if the Palestinian leader would say that Israel has a right to exist. All you have to do is acknowledge that Israel has a right to exist. Then we can sit down and start negotiating. But guess what? They will not allow those words to come past their lips. And if they won't allow that to be stated, then there's no reason to negotiate, because you can give them all the land. It doesn't really matter. You could have a little tiny place for the Jews in Israel, and they're not going to be satisfied as long as there's Jews there anywhere in the Middle East. So unless they come to that position, there's no basis for negotiation. And that's where the Obama administration ought to focus its efforts, not on trying to force Israel. I can tell you what, if Obama goes down this road, certainly there is going to be a big backlash within a bipartisan Congress, Democrats and Republicans, because there's a broad base of support for Israel in Congress. And the American people. The American people support Israel, even though our president doesn't. But this is a very dangerous situation, both for Israel and the United States. We need to pray that this not happen. You know, there was the Persian king that came against the Jews, and Esther prayed, and God intervened, and instead of the annihilation of the Jews, today the Jews celebrate the Feast of Purim with the victory over the adversary. We need to pray that God protects this country and protects Israel and the Jewish people. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Also, ask how you can become a part of Christians in Defense of Israel. That's CIDILC.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.